When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 13, Zombies and Balloons? This is gonna be the best fair ever!
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our hundred way. For Boston, take Western's away. For hero, for the hearts of joy, and hearts of the heights of territory. For Boston, to the echoes ring again.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
Shades Black Flame.
And I'm Anvil.
You just wanted to be last.
I always am.
Anyway, check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com. Hook us up on email at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com and send us some feedback and requests for topics and things to review. And if you try to spam us, Shades, how are you going to torture them this week?
They'll find out.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
Purple nurple. I do want to say one thing. You can also email us individually at our names at Boston Bass Brigade, except for myself. I'm BlackFlame@BostonBassBrigade.
Yep.
Well, check us out on MySpace and Facebook.
Mm-hmm. King Baby Duck and myself have Twitter accounts.
Yeah, King Dash Baby Dash Dot Duck, and it's not the regular dash; it's just one of those underlying.
It's an underscore.
Underscore. Thank you.
And mine is Shades 4355.
Cool. I don't have time to Twitter.
Fair enough. I don't use my Twitter because no one talks to me on
I'm
it.
Still not even
I don't use it that much unless I see a friend that Twitters about something and then I reply to that.
My sole followers on Twitter right now. Our other bastards.
I haven't Twittered in 2 years. Oh, wait. You mean the electronic thing? Ah, shit. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wow, you could have set that one up
vagina.
So much better.
No.
You love the vagina. You just haven't gotten any in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've only gotten 4 months.
No, you whore.
I know, it's been a while for me, too.
What, 2 days? An hour?
15 minutes?
Well,
who was that girl on the couch anyway?
Oh, that was my friend.
Yeah, dude, she said she'll call you sometime.
Well, I'm never going to hear from her again. Oh, well.
Well, actually, me and her might start a relationship so you might see her even more.
And dude, that makes relationship number what?
3,719.
You might want to get yourself checked then.
I already did. I checked 19 times a year.
You know,
I was more referring after her.
Oh.
Anyways, moving on.
Oh, that makes me wonder, how many STDs do you think James Bond has? I mean, considering all the...
None. He's a god. He's immune to disease. Haven't you figured that out?
Shit. Hey, you guys want dinner? You guys gave me crabs.
Okay. Concerta.
I'd actually die if she did.
Concerta. Moving on.
Okay. Well, let's first talk about the movie that we went and saw today, Zombieland.
We saw a movie today?
Where are my damn Twinkies?
No,
Twinkies.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's figure out who's going first here. Who wants to take it?
We'll let the king go.
Well, basically, the premise is the whole world has been zombified except for four people.
Six.
Six?
Wasn't it?
Well, he said six. He's like, all six people in the world at the time.
Oh, yeah, there's five
people that we see in the movie.
Five.
Possibly more.
No, I know who the sixth one is. Remember the kill of the week was the old lady?
Yes.
That's number six.
That's
number six.
I told you there were six people.
The kill of the week
I said six.
You said four.
No. What was it, four?
You said four.
You said four.
Well, four main characters. It was... It was Tallahassee was played by Woody Harrelson.
There was Columbus.
Columbus.
I forget who played him.
He was in Adventureland.
Yes. Then there was...
the
Little Girl. Rock, played by Abigail Breslin,
who was in Little Miss Sunshine. Yes.
And
her older sister
was Wichita,
was played by Emma Stone.
Very hot.
Oh my god, she's gorgeous.
God.
The red hair, the freckles, the way she talks, that really tight, gorgeous ass.
Ooh.
Now,
quit teasing me, man.
Hey, listen, I'm hoping she listens to this and actually gets a hold of me. I want to spank the tight ass around the room.
You whore!
Okay, let's just move on.
So
before this goes somewhere else.
So, basically, there are rules when it comes to trying to survive in a world full of zombies.
As far as Columbus is concerned.
And they're pretty good rules, in my opinion.
Especially 32. Enjoy the little things.
Enjoy the little things.
Yes.
I especially have to say that I love how they actually were putting, like, the actual rules in the, you know, storyline. Like, you'll be walking and they'll say, you know, enjoy the little things, and Woody Harrelson is bashing the shit out of a car.
And then you just see the enjoy the little things just and hanging off the...
Yeah.
And then, you know, he jumps down, his leg hurts, and it's rule, whatever, limber up.
Yeah.
Rule 17, limber up.
That's it, 17. I thought it was.
I think my favorite one was rule number one, if I'm correct, cardio.
Cardio.
And it just shows him running from two zombies in, like, the beginning of the movie.
My personal favorite.
No, the fat guy was funny.
That too, but I was actually more amused by when Columbus was running, trying to get in his car, and he dropped his keys, and he just keeps running in a circle, and you just see... Rule number one, cardio in neon lights on the ground. In the center of the circle he's running.
My personal favorite was two, double tap.
Oh,
double
God, that was just smart.
Yeah. That's kind of like a Resident Evil rule, because I always double tap when I kill zombies in that video game.
Always double tap, period.
Yeah, it's guaranteed more of a kill.
Yeah, also, if you're not sure someone's dead, assume they're alive until you prove otherwise. It'll keep you from getting knifed in the stomach when getting knifed when they roll over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially the girl that was actually getting eaten. Like, she was getting attacked in the first place. She shot that one that was the police officer. She thought it was dead.
And it got up. Bit right through the ankle. Achilles tendon.
You shoot it once. It winds up eating you. You become a, you know, happy meal.
Human happy meal, yeah.
Human happy meal.
I wonder if she comes with a toy.
She is the toy. Anyways, I thought it was a really good movie. It was a good. It was a great comedy.
It was fantastic comedy.
It was
great one-liners.
Yeah, it was well written. I definitely liked how it was put together. It wasn't stupid laugh after stupid laugh. It was everything flowed. It actually had a storyline.
It was clever.
Yeah. And Anvil stole the cut finding splooge.
And he's sniffing it.
I know it has alcohol in it, Anvil.
Alcohol.
But wait till you can go to the bar.
Purell, anybody? No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I feel bad because of the fact you know, we have to say it. Bill Murray was in this.
And Bill Murray was amazing.
Out of all the mansions in Hollywood, it was just that was the one to pick. I love
you
when
don't
they...
know who Bill Murray is.
Yeah.
That's like asking Murray who Gandhi is.
Who's Gandhi?
No, but then
she's
there's
black. She's 12.
And he's just like, I'm not. He's like, don't make me. He's like, I've never slapped a 14-year-old girl, but don't make me do it.
I've never hit a child before. That would just be. But that's like asking who Gandhi is. Who's Gandhi?
Well, see. What really upset me is she didn't know who Willie Nelson was.
Oh.
Yeah. I almost explained to our friends from Japan who went and saw this movie with us who Willie Nelson was. Basically, for those of you who don't know who Willie Nelson is,
you're about to learn.
He's a folk singer who is very popular, and there is a law that states that you cannot arrest him for smoking pot.
Basically. Yes.
That's like anyone who's Rastafarian, because it's actually part of the religion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean legit Rasta, not just I have dreadlocks and want to smoke.
Hey, no, I'm kidding.
I got nothing against them, too, but those ones are going to end up arrested.
Hey, listen, just because I have the wig in my closet doesn't mean nothing. I don't smoke weed.
BS. Give me some.
Remember, this is a podcast. You can say bullshit if you want.
Yeah.
And that too.
I'm well aware of what I can say. I just have to censor myself to a degree.
Why?
So that in my day-to-day life, especially if small children are around, I don't slip up, or when I'm on the radio, I don't slip up. If I completely let myself go, I then forget to censor myself when I have to censor myself.
Mm. How about you just put a shocker on your balls?
I might just swear excessively then.
You might like that too much.
So, okay, first off, what do we think of the gore in this movie? Because I did a great job.
Awesome.
Our friends had to cringe.
Dude, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was laughing my ass off.
I thought it was great when he was he had the girl from, like, what was it, 304 or something like that?
406.
And
who was hot?
She was pretty hot, and she went and did the whole comfort thing.
Oh, and yeah. And then
he wakes up.
Morning comes, and...
Oh, Jesus Christ!
No, the one thing that I loved how she explained was, she's like, no, he didn't run at... The bum didn't run at me. He sprinted. Like, you know, it was kind of like, what the... You know, it doesn't matter. He's
and then he tried
running.
To bite me.
Yeah.
So, oh, God.
And apparently he did bite her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things I did like is they took a more modern... Like, I mean, it's a total comedy, but still, they took a more modern look at zombies as an infection caused by a virus, which they actually had a really cool explanation for.
Yes,
it.
I did.
Mad cow disease passed through the meat into people, triggering mad people disease, which, by the way, cannibals in certain societies actually do have to be careful of because it does really exist. Yeah, it's almost exactly the same as mad cow disease, only it affects people. Affects the same way.
Well, more or less, I've seen stuff on that. Like, it was basically, they found out that the cannibals, when they were eating the brains because they were wanting to take their knowledge and all that other stuff, that's where it's basically, like, was their main source from it, and that's where people fucking go off the deep end.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. But I loved how they explained as Victim Zero or something like that.
Victim Zero, like, ate a infected hamburger. Mad cow disease passed into people, creating mad people disease, which then became the zombie infection, more or less, which it's a swelling of the brain, rash, infection, bleeding, all that nasty stuff, to the point of...
blood vomiting.
Yeah, well, internal bleeding.
That's basically how they
blood
spread,
expulsion.
They even spread even more.
Yeah, fluid transfer, basically, just like a lot of other infections.
Like STDs.
Yeah. So now the one thing...
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. Yeah. Got something else to worry about now.
So the one thing that I have to say is, how did you like the actual starting, how they were doing the like the stop motion of all the, like, the funny things? Like, you've got Metallica fucking rocking out, and you've got this guy falling off of a building. You've got, you know...
First of all, I love how they started off with with that particular Metallica song.
Mm.
That,
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Following the Bell Tolls.
Yeah. Which I thought, I mean, just title-wise, it's so appropriate for a zombie movie. It's just awesome.
Me, personally, I really, because of this, I appreciate clowns even more. I used to be petrified of clowns. Now I know how to deal with clowns. And
beat him in the giant mallet?
Yeah.
In a comical manner?
I don't think I could rock a toilet, because when they showed that whole part where he's like, I have a fear of clowns, and, like, it shows the clown going underneath, like, the whole thing. I was just like, I'm done.
I was like
yeah.
Thanks. You guys made me afraid of clowns again.
Thanks. You can just rock me to sleep tonight. No, I'm just kidding.
It's okay. Just
call one of your many
friends.
Girlfriends.
just call on your psycho girlfriend.
Ranking?
Oh, God.
Well, before we do the ranking...
Anyone else?
How do we compare this Zombieland to another great zombie comedy, which is known as Shaun of the Dead?
Oh, wow.
Zombieland wins.
Yeah.
Zombieland.
Without a doubt.
Where Shaun of the Dead had a bit better, like, funny back-to-back dialogue.
Yeah.
More smart.
I think more or less what it was is, this is the American comedy versus the British comedy, which is, British comedy is coincidence, like, you know, because whenever something happened, he, you know, kept on going through. And then also in Shaun of the Dead, they kind of used a couple of the parts from, you know, well, actually that was after, but, you know, he kind of used jokes that he kind of used all along.
Yeah.
Especially from his old series, but with the American version, this was like... This was actually pretty funny, considering, because a lot of our American versions of, like, whatever we try to face with other parts of the world is just absolute shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, one of the things I've noticed is when we try to do American versions of, like, sitcoms. An English comedy or something like that, we tend to try to steal their stuff and adjust it, whereas this was American comedy. This wasn't an American take on an English comedy. This was, what was his name? Crazy guy.
Tallahassee?
Thank you. Oh. Tallahassee is bloody psychotic. At one point, he sees a zombie feasting on someone, and he's talking all serious, like, oh, you know, it's just blah, blah, blah. Whack! And he just swings the door open, smashes her face in, killing her, and just keeps driving as if nothing happened. And it's just like... It is so much sadistic humor on his side.
And then he has the big, giant, Clippers?
Oh, God.
You don't see what happens, but you can just imagine.
The one that really got me was when he found the Hummer, the bright yellow H2 Hummer, and he looks in the back, and they always, the rule came up, always check the back seat. And they open it up, and all the guns, he's just like, God bless Rednecks! And he's just sitting there with the, what is it?
Just take your time.
MP7, he's just like, ah! He's just laughing in the background. I thought it was just fantastic. It's great. But
what did you think?
I actually thought it was quite comical. in a very philosophical kind of way.
I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
Sorry, I'm trying to act intelligent for a minute there.
Dude, we just saw a comedy. Screw intelligence.
Well, there are some intelligent comedies out there.
There are. And this did have its moments to a degree. But it was really good. It appealed to base human instincts, basic mentalities. And I really liked how, despite... Tallahassee seemed rather 2D at first. He seemed like another outback wild wannabe who, you know, was given a club, a gun, and had a mental problem. And then we found out why.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was just really good to see that there was depth to the characters, and it just took getting to know them to find it.
You sort of feel bad for him.
Majorly.
Yeah.
And especially. Then what he pulls at the end of the movie just makes me go from, oh, I feel so bad, to, oh my God.
Yeah. Don't want to ruin it.
I don't want to ruin it, but epic shootout.
I have to say one more thing. Like, the first time when they talk about him, like the whole part, he's like, my little buddy and blah, blah, blah. Like, he thought it was a dog, so they showed him playing with the dog and doing the whole bathtub scene. And
then when we find out later.
Yeah. You'll find out later when you watch it. Definitely must see.
I'd give it 5 out of 5. I would give it more. I would give it 10 out of 5, 15 out of 5. This was a perfect horror comedy.
Oh, great. Now he's broken the rating system, and I don't know what to give it for a good score now. 15 out of 5, is that our new rating system?
It's that badass, I guess. So it has to break the...
Well, in that case, I'm going to have to one-up you. 16 out of 5.
It broke the mold, but I have to give it the 13 because I love the number 13. So.
Fair enough.
This movie was so good, I refuse to put a number to it.
Wow.
Go see it.
It's the folded arms, badass look it's that good.
He's giving it the infinity symbol by doing that.
Basically.
Celtic knot work.
What? Irish pride.
At its core, all Celtic knot work is supposed to have a representation of infinity to it. It's a single line where the sculptor or scribe is not supposed to pick up the pen or chisel or whatever until the very end of it.
Son of a bitch.
And it goes straight along and connects to itself.
Straight along, one. Have to do it right in one shot. It's ridiculous. I can't do it myself.
Okay, well, basically, I kind of have a DVD of the week. And this week's DVD of the week is Monsters vs. Aliens. And this movie came out, I believe, in March this past year. It's with Reese Witherspoon, Seth Rogen, Paul Rudd, and Hugh Laurie.
Yes.
Hugh Laurie, isn't that the dude from House and Stuart Little?
That is correct.
I think more or less with Seth Rogen in it, it already makes the... I didn't have to see it.
Yeah.
Guys, my back! Just messing with you.
I don't even have a back.
Yeah.
Basically, his character, Bob, is Dale Denton from Pineapple Express.
No!
But he... apparently smoked a weird radioactive bong, and this is like bong water.
You've got to be shitting me. What are we teaching our kids nowadays?
Not to smoke the radioactive stuff because it'll screw you up.
And then it's Paul Rudd right here as the missing link, as they call him, or Link for short.
Yeah. He, for those who can't see the box we're throwing in front of you here, Bob, whose name is something, enzyme something, I think.
Yeah.
It actually is a crazy scientific name because he was created in a lab explosion.
Mm-hmm. By combining an apple with some sort of...
They're trying to make food that wouldn't go bad, and they end up creating something that can eat and dissolve anything. The missing link is a cross between a fish and a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Cockroach is a cockroach that looks like a mini person.
Well, no, what it was it...
he's a person who mixed his brain with a cockroach body.
Because he wanted to...
he wanted cockroaches practical immortality.
Yeah, he wanted...
Nothing can kill you.
Right. He wanted to evade a nuclear attack.
Now, you said that this movie was a DVD of the week?
Yes.
Then how come I got the email telling me to watch Booty and the Beast? Oh. I thought that was the video of the week.
No, that was just me suggesting that you like that movie.
Oh! It was very, very good.
Awesome.
Yes. Now, basically... What I want to do, or
it's
what
not.
I want to...
We don't get paid.
Don't scarecrow! Don't scarecrow! I forgot how to breathe!
Suck in the air.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Cockroach. Yeah, that's from this movie. It is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a cartoon. Children are the
Oh, yeah, cartoon. And Rainn Wilson is the villain. And Stephen Colbert is the president of the United States.
No, I can't watch that movie.
It's hilarious.
I don't like him.
Okay, he's actually good in this. I'm not a fan of him either. It's okay. Oh. You don't see him in this because it's a cartoon.
But still, his voice annoys me.
That said, one thing I do have to definitely give props to this movie for is a bunch of references to like 70s, 80s monster movies. Including the president trying to communicate with the giant alien via music, and playing Night at the Rockwells, I believe the name is.
Night at the Roxbury's.
No, Roxbury's. It was Beverly Hills Cop. No.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Axel Foley.
All right, I've got two questions here. It's a two-parter.
Ooh,
you're wrong, and no.
God damn it.
And four.
Wait, what?
You said I have two questions. One of them's a two-parter.
So
that requires three answers.
All right, so two-part question here. Between this movie right here,
yes,
which is Monsters vs. Aliens, would you pick this over Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs because of the graphic-wise and all that other stuff?
Sadly, I've not seen Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs because you guys went to
definitely
see that without me.
Definitely this is better.
Right, then that would be
definitely 15. Monsters vs. Aliens is better. I wish I had a chance to see this in the theaters to see the whole 3D effect. However,
3D effect was overrated. I hate to cut you off here, but on that note, I do want to say this, if you don't mind.
Okay.
There are only two points where 3D effect actually comes in, three parts where it comes in at all. When the dude's playing with the, whatever it's called, the racket that's got a ball attached to a stretchy string.
Paddle ball.
That comes out from the screen like a foot. Oh my god. The part where the kids are parked... when the alien crashes down.
Yeah.
There's depth to that scene because of 3D, so it looks like the forest extends into the background a lot further. Like, you could climb onto there and walk in. And at the very end, when the president sticks his head out and goes, So, who wants to freeze my head? That part, it comes out less.
Yeah.
It looks like it comes out
part,
about 2 feet.
But
those are the only times...
Here's
the 3D,
what's good about those.
I've seen this twice. Once in 3D, once without. That's the only time the 3D had any effect whatsoever.
Okay. But even on DVD, the 3D effect, you still feel that. That's how good of a transfer they did with this.
They, in my opinion, one of the things that made this movie was there was depth to the movie. The animation wasn't flat. They did shadowing. They did curves so that it looked like you were watching a movie reel as opposed to something drawn. So there was an innate depth to it. A building in the background looked like a background, not just small and on the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so the second part of the question that I was going to ask you, but seeing that the Bard hasn't seen it, or Shades, more
get
or less,
it right. Get the correct stage name here.
Shades.
Shades
less,
is a Bard.
Who is better, Steve Carell as the president or Bruce Campbell? And...
Definitely Stephen Colbert as the president.
Anvil does not lie.
Eat lead, boom, boom. Oh, I guess it does eat lead. I am a very brave president.
I am a brave president. I did stuff. What was it? General or...
Yeah, General W.
General, no, no. General, blow things up. No, General, do something violent.
Yeah, but speaking of presidents that did stuff, didn't, you know, Bill Clinton also do stuff?
Okay, the only reason we think poorly of Bill Clinton, and I'm sorry I have to say this, but I'm tired of hearing about this all the time. The sole reason he's in trouble is because he lied to us about it. Oh. If he had the accusations being made against me are between myself, my wife, and the parties accused of engaging in activities with me, and are not subject to public discussion, he would have been fine. Or if he just owned up to it, it would have been fine. The fact that he lied to us and said nothing happened when something happened is what cast him in a bad light. We all know just about every president we've had has had a little hey, hey, hey on the side.
Kennedy and Monroe.
I mean, one of them had their own limo driver from Korea just because he liked her.
Well, basically, he should have done what David Letterman did this past week.
What did Letterman do?
He admitted to having an affair with a woman, and someone was trying to extort money from him. Someone who won an Emmy and created 48 Hours Mystery.
Who?
Bob Haldeman? Bob Haldeman.
Thank you.
See, the other thing that pissed me off about, you know, Clinton, was it wasn't that he lied to us. It's you. We saw his staff quite a bit, right? He picked the ugliest one he had. I'm sorry. I thought that he went to the livestock and picked a cow.
Oh, wow.
He went for the one that would do him.
You mean he did what Prince Charles did to find Lady Camilla?
Oh.
All right, so yeah. To get back on point, seeing that Boo. We wanted to go on a little
Boo.
Political... Fuck you. Good More story. Or less going on that setup. I think this is actually kind of a good segue on to the next thing, but let's just say straight out ranking on this movie here.
I give it like a 4.7 out of 5.
I give it a 4 out of 5. I thought it was hilarious, but I thought the storyline was severely lacking.
Well, I think that was a power, bit of a joke when he was trying to, when the bad guy was trying to explain why he's doing everything.
No, no, like not even that part. I just mean the storyline in general was really weak. I liked it. It's good to watch, but it's a light movie. It's no thinking involved, really, unless you want to try to figure out all the references to old stuff.
I give the movie a 0. I haven't seen it at all, but I give it a 0.
You just don't like the president.
Because it had Stephen Colbert. That's it.
Get over your prejudices.
Well, right after this, right after we record, we're going to have to strap him down and have him watch this movie.
No.
I ain't strapping him down. He'll like it too much.
Bro's yeah, on tonight. Come on.
So, on to the next part, right?
Yep. Let's talk about what we did right...
I like that idea. Continue.
Right after we went over to see Zombieland, we went to the Topsfield Fair, which is currently going to be going on until October 12th, I believe.
Very nice.
We just walked around the grounds. The bad part about this was it was raining.
I disagree.
Oh, it was awesome.
The rain was beautiful, dude.
Yeah, but it's not good when you're trying to eat.
I disagree.
Getting soggy burgers.
I ate, no problem at all.
I had a sausage and it stayed perfectly dry.
Oh, well.
That's because you kept your pants on. Sorry, sausage joke had to be made. One, if I may interject.
Yes.
Anvil and myself walked off because we wanted to try to win some prizes for the lovely ladies we were visiting.
Yes, the very lovely ladies.
Oh, very much yes. So. I hope they're listening. Hello.
Gorgeous.
One thing I want to caution you all is the game. I choose not to use the term carny because technically carny is a very derogatory term. But the people running the games, be very careful. Make sure you always get your change immediately because we got fast talked at two different guys. Anvil ended out what? $40, was it?
Something like that. One of them, I mean, I actually just enjoyed the game.
Yeah.
You pitch a baseball and try to shatter beer bottles.
Oh my god, that one was just fun. I was happy to do that, what, 2 or 3 times?
Yeah, I mean, I won a prize there. I had a couple times I did get angry because the ball would literally go through between two bottles. I had a couple times where I actually got stuck in between two bottles.
And he was saying that, no, you only get one break per...
Yeah.
Ballin.
That would have won a few big prizes.
Some of his rules were a little
shady.
Yeah,
because they only came up after I did it.
Right. Well, first of all, I probably didn't think you could do it.
Yeah. More or less, that's why I don't really play those kind of games. Right. Because I usually get short shifted.
But I mean, really, that one was just fun.
Well, I was being nice and I let Shade play too. That's where I lost $20 because it was six pitches for
six
five
for
bucks.
Five.
Because it was raining out, so he doubled it.
Well, more accurately, it was two attempts.
Yes.
To break sets. Two bottles per three pitch. If you didn't win a prize on your first pitch, your first set of three, he'd give you another set of three, and the slate got wiped clean, and you tried again.
But the next one, very simple game. You know, I tried it. I handed him a $20 bill, expecting my change back. And he basically, I'd finish, he'd throw another ball up, so I didn't know how many he got with it.
Right.
And then he looks at me, he's like, all right, yeah, your money's used up. And I'm sitting there like, huh? You said you gave me my
$15 back.
And, like, he had a thing where the first time, like, he had to knock the coin out of the small circle.
And
anywhere out.
Landed dead center every time you hit it.
So then he looks at
or
me,
half
like,
off.
Yeah. He's like, I'll make you a deal. He's like, if you can get a dead center again, I'll, give you a prize. I shot and
half
you
know, off.
Yeah, it goes half off.
Half off.
So it's like it must have been magnetic or something.
That's what I'm thinking.
But I got lucky with the pitching because I got a few different prizes. The girls each left with a prize and still have one left. So
yep.
One thing I do have to say about the guy who totally screwed you out of money is he at least knows how to cover his bases pretty well because he ended up giving us two bears. He gave you a bear because you kind of almost got one. And
I should have had it.
You should have had it.
It literally had...
It's only half off. From now on, if you can get it half out, it'll count. And then that's when you started getting dead center. All right, if you can get dead center, it'll
count. And
then
it was half out again.
And,
so.
then it became, if you can get it, you get a free refund plus a toy. Which is when I started getting...
That's what I backed
like,
up.
Before, I was thinking, you know, okay... And was just hitting it wrong, and you know he's buying into the guy who's saying hit it harder, which is how you knock the ball out while dropping the coin straight down.
So I started hitting it softer and from angles, and the second he started offering a refund, I stepped up.
Yeah, because that's when you can really smell the. But he gave Anvil a bear, and then because I came out in the rain, he gave me one.
So I mean
he knows how to cover his bases to. Try to prevent people from making too big a stink on the spot, but you got to be careful. Make sure you go in with a budget. Get your change back before you start doing anything.
Suggestion: don't try to fucking keep going on these fucking games. Otherwise, you're gonna get screwed because that's their main thing. Because it's like they're carny games, and the only thing you win as a prize is like a piece of shit fucking little
Hey, you know what we got for a prize? Giant smile on the girl's face.
Yes.
Yeah, well, there's that.
I mean,
they seem genuinely happy to get those bears.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, more or less, there's just... It seems like that's a cliche right now. But, I mean, if you didn't have that going for you...
If we didn't have that going for us, we wouldn't have been playing that game to begin with.
Yeah.
We solely went out to...
That was our goal when we set off to...
We were walking around to see if we could get something for the girls, and we found these two games.
Yeah.
Quick point, more or less, if you're female type person and you want to come with us, we're going to try to give you as much of a great time as possible. So.
Yeah.
We like to see girls happy.
Truthfully, it's not only the girls. We try to show all of our friends a good time.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
Anvil was helping me out with money because I paid to get him in, and then I just didn't have money for the games and stuff, so he was helping me out with that before we got totally screwed over. Oh, God.
But, I mean, it was a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good time, always. You have to see some really cool animals.
Yep.
Those cute little piggies.
The pigs, the sheep, the
bunnies.
Cows.
The bunnies.
I will admit, there was this cute little black pig that was shoving all the other little pigs around. I wanted to steal him, because I think he was a true bastard and he would fit perfectly with this group.
Yep.
Then there's the... I didn't get to go to the poultry place.
That was okay.
It was a bunch of chickens.
But the girls thought the little baby chicks were cute.
See,
and that was worth it.
I thought a fried chicken. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too. As soon as I walked in there, I got hungry again, and I just eaten.
I thought of
must be the carny food.
I thought of the neighbors.
No, it was tricking, clucking at me. I hear, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We're just still working this out, but more or less, it was just like my neighbors that I used to, that used to live across the street from me had a chicken, and of course, yeah, this was around the time we had the chicken flu epidemic, you know, scaring us or something like that. So somebody called, you know, the animal police, and
that's BS.
They got rid of the chicken, even though it was the coolest fucking chicken. It acted like a dog.
I love those.
But, yeah.
Actually, I was listening to NPR recently. Don't judge me.
We know.
Judge!
No, Angel, stab him for me.
Okay.
Jake!
Ow.
I was listening to NPR recently, and apparently, backyard chicken keeping is coming, quote-unquote, back into style. While a lot of the people doing it are currently women, and there's some speculation about whether there's a connection to that, and back in, you know, the old days where the men got all pretty much all the money, and the women would have, you know, a small little garden to take herbs out of, and chicken for the eggs, and if there were extra eggs, they'd sell them in pocket money, yada, yada, yada. But there are also a lot of guys doing it, too. It's not even about the money. It's about getting back in connection with the working animals. Instead of having, in the urban society, a dog or a cat who does nothing, but, you know, stupidly sits there and loves you. It has its place. It has its place. Now think about a chicken sitting there stupidly loving you and giving and doing a job.
So basically, it's like trying to go back to the days of, like, the 50s, the 40s, the olden days.
Yeah, the olden days when a lot of people lived on the farm and they're in touch with working animals. Your dog had a purpose in life. Your cat had a purpose in life. As opposed to just being there to love you, which I own a cat. My mom owns a cat. Our cats have no purpose in life other than to love us. It's nice, but it's not the same as... Yes?
Well, see, I own a really cool pet, too.
Your fist doesn't count as a pet.
No, because I own Shades.
Yeah, true.
I legally own him, because I...
No, you don't. You bought me on Facebook. It's not legal.
MySpace. And I pay good money for you.
Okay, MySpace. It's even less legal.
That's a disclaimer.
Well, I mean, we kind of have the dogs and stuff like that. I mean, not to, like, go
the
against
hunting
that.
Dogs.
I mean, no, well, no, not just the hunting dogs. I'm talking about the people that are suffering from illnesses and everything like that, and they bring in those dogs, and that, you know, that has been kind of like a, you know, kind of almost a cure-all, but, I mean, in some sense, a helping thing. But
that's
I'm not
a good point.
But I'm saying, like, how you, what you're trying to say is, like, cats were brought in to fucking kill mice. Dogs were brought in to fucking scare away foxes and all that, and take care of the sheep and all that other shit. So yeah, I understand what you're saying. So
yeah, and I do like to see that we, with dogs and cats coming to help, you know, help people in nursing homes, in hospitals, that kind of stuff. It is good to see that they are in some way getting back into a working use instead of just a. We've always grown up with a dog and a cat, so we still have one, but. Yes.
Canines for bomb sniffing and fucking chasing down suspects.
Okay, those dogs are a little bit on the crazy side and scare me.
Awesome.
Love fucking canine units. They're sick.
Yeah. Mm.
But all right, I think
now basically, what do we think of the giant pumpkin?
Oh, the fucking thing was cool.
Looked diseased. I'm sorry.
It was really pale.
How wasn't
it?
It
was really pale. Sorry.
Wasn't it 1,474.6 pounds.
Yes.
Like so that. One meal for this group.
Yeah.
More or less, what I have to say is the front side was nice because, you know, the top part, you got more or less the top part, but on the other side, the ass end of it was just fucking hideous. And we had to take the picture on that side.
No,
we took it with your camera.
No, we took it on the front side with my camera.
Well, yeah,
so
with the front side,
better.
But maybe it was with
our girls.
Lady friends that
yes.
we brought along. So,
yeah.
Oh, yikes.
okay, first of all, it looked like a really nasty plumber's crack.
hey, no.
And
yes,
then,
you.
And then there were the two really cool looking, like, vegetable statue thingies. The one of the, what was it? The goat demon?
And the spider.
Yes, the goat demon and the spider.
And I actually like the voting on the vegetables, because I actually saw an elementary school from our area, Lynn, in there, and they won some really good prizes.
Oh, yeah, those
I'm happy
cool.
for them. And the one cool thing about there is they sell homemade pickles, and the homemade pickles are really good.
Oh, please, you only got the pickle to get the girl's phone number.
And did it work?
That's why I hate you. That's why I hate you.
Thank
so
you.
Very much.
Let's give him the chop.
And he takes it with pride.
Yes, he takes a bow. Congratulations.
You are the whore of the week.
Yes.
You bastard.
Wasn't I the whore of the week last week, too?
Yes.
You are the whore of the week every week.
Actually, last week I got whore of the month. Because I actually beat out everything for the month. This is a new month.
Yeah. By the end of the month, you'll be whore of the month again, just
and
by virtue of the most weekly wins.
And then at the end of the year, he's going to get a trophy with him just bending over. And
No, but the trophy will be of a bullwhip. I think he'll like it and make good use of it.
I think, you know, you guys really should just get me, like, one of those boxing champion ones where his hands are up in the air for my and just put whore of the year on there.
With a giant boner in his pants.
No. With a second trophy. In his pants.
All right. Remember the episode with South Park where they gave him the Keanu Reeves?
No.
We'll give him the Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
What?
Oh, that hurt.
Actually, I'm sorry. I saw a new picture of him working out. He's really jacked, so I'm going to take that as a compliment.
He's back in the roids. I'm telling you, he had drug charges when he was down in Australia.
Yeah, but that was years ago. He hasn't touched him in 10 years.
Dude,
he said it.
What celebrity hasn't had drug problems? I mean, I'm sorry. Something about being in the spotlight and drugs just seem to go together.
Look at Dakota Fanning. That's all I'm going to say. Just look at her.
I don't want to. You can't make me.
Exactly. She looks like she's a crackhead.
So, basically, check out the Topsfield Fair if you get a chance. If you live in the Boston area.
And if you don't, drive there anyways.
Yeah.
More or less the northern part,
yeah.
Above Boston. So.
Yeah. I mean, truthfully, great shows, the food's good, games, amusement park rides, and there's really cool vendors.
Just be weary of the crazy Christian tents.
Yeah.
Ooh. I walked into a church willingly. My soul started burning when I realized it. Also, there's really great live music there, I noticed. There's a really sweet jazz band who had some really good bass lines, too.
Yeah.
It was like really heavy jazz. I liked it. Elected a lot.
More or less, the other thing is if anybody's trying to give free hugs, watch out because they might be selling something.
Yes.
Especially in the trade fucking center because more or less the guy was just like, free hugs. And I was just like, wait, he's selling a steam vacuum. Fuck that guy. Fuck him. Wait, I'm not getting a free hug.
Was it a hug or was it a candy hug?
No, it was a hug.
Hug.
Hey, so
he was almost as big as the anvil.
Wow. Okay, I should have given him a hug.
Some people are just huggers. I know that at anime cons, I hug half the people I see.
Yeah, oh, same
the
here.
Other half I jokingly beat up.
I'm a hugger, kisser, and almost everything in between.
Dude, we already live. Oh, no.
You know what? You already got your award shut up before we retract it.
Yeah, before we get Kanye in here, motherfucker.
Who in this group?
We kept
him. Who in this group is going to beat me for Horror of the Week?
By default win. I'm second place. We take it away from you. I get it by default.
Why? Did you watch a ton of porn?
Shut up.
I don't know. Wait, who watched more porn this week?
You.
No. I don't watch porn.
Neither do I, actually.
My laptop's broken.
I watched 2 hours of it.
The king wins by 2 hours. King wins a glorifying splooge.
So basically, if I keep on acting like a whore and I lose my trophy by the end of the show, he gets it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, open up your hand. I'm going to splooge on you.
Blue splooge!
That's gross, man.
That's hand sanitizer.
I know it's hand sanitizer.
Don't say that while the mic's on. And they're sharing the splooge. We're all friends here. Alright. Ratings for Topsfield Fair.
This year, it's been a couple of years since I went. Out of 10, I would give it about a 9.8.
I mean, me personally, I'm going to take the rain and push it out as a factor. I'd probably give it a 10, even though I got gypped and a few things weren't up and running, so I wasn't happy.
We made some girls smile.
Yes, I think that's what helped.
Oh my
and,
God.
There was one guy that really pissed me off today, and that's because he wouldn't let me ride the bull!
Hey!
It wasn't you, it was the other guy that yelled at me when I snuck back after I ditched you guys.
I was actually going to say, don't forget about the guy who threw you the ducky.
Yes.
He deserves props.
I got a cool rubber ducky from a really cool guy, and you know what, I'm going to put it out there. He works for a group.
Dig it out,
dig it out, my friend, dig it out.
That doesn't sound right.
Shut up.
Deeper!
The New England Caring for Our Military Incorporated. They're Methuen, Mass. You can call them at 978-835-7464. They support our troops with care packages. They're always looking for money and non-perishable food items, like beef jerky and things like that, to send to our troops
M&Ms,
overseas.
Candies, all that other fun
stuff. Basically, things to, you know, remind them of home, deodorant, shaving cream, disposable razors, things that can help out our troops overseas.
Yeah.
Mm. So, I mean, he was a really cool guy. They had some rubber duckies dressed as military soldiers, so it was great.
Right, I guess I'll take it with a 9. I mean, more or less with me, I the rain did have a factor with it. I mean, I think I'm going to be suffering trench foot later on tonight when I'm at home.
Well, in that case, you're an idiot who doesn't know how to dry your feet.
Yeah, I know. But the other thing I have to say is that it did suck that the rides were, you know, shut down. But, of course, the rain factor kind of killed that. But altogether, walking around, I got a fantastic corn dog, but I felt that $4 was a bit too much. Mm, I go and buy the fucking ballpark Frank ones that are at, like, the store. And
for, like, $3.50.
Exactly. But I could get, like, a 12-pack for fucking, you know, that much.
Or you just buy one of those big quarter-pound hot dogs and cover it with cornmeal,
do it yourself,
butter and deep fry it.
Yeah, do it yourself. So I more or less want to say altogether 9, and I'm passing it on to the Shades.
I'm also going to have to say 9, but for different reasons. I did not like the pricing to get in. Yes. It was $8 to park, and then for $8 per vehicle to park, and then $12 per person to get in. I spent $20 just to walk in the front gates.
That's a good
before
point.
I bought food. I would have gone on rides, but the rain had that canceled out. The rain didn't bother me. I thoroughly enjoyed my time there, not even despite, but partially because of the rain. I love the rain, so that doesn't even factor in for me.
See, he's like Gene Kelly. He likes to be singing in the rain, tap dancing like crazy. And
hey, there are a few things I like to do in the rain. Yeah. Singing and ain't on the top of that list.
Well, doesn't it kind of make you sing sometimes?
No, it makes her sing.
Oh, yeah.
And it isn't that tap dancing, it's river dancing.
Preferably in a river.
Okay.
Or in her river.
Hey, it was really cool meeting new people, making friends, friends of friends, that kind of stuff. I definitely give it a 9. Go check it out. Hopefully the rides will be open. Understand you're not going to go through there with spending less than $20, just because that's what it's going to take to get in, basically.
Mm-hmm. If you want to eat, you want to have a good time,
you're going to have to bring some extra.
Exactly. I mean, truthfully, I really thought it was awesome.
Oh, God.
Because all the animals were there for you to actually touch.
Uh-huh.
Cows, sheep,
bunnies.
And they provided the Purell.
Yeah, so they had Purell and hand-washing stations, which was really smart.
Mm-hmm. And when we left, one of the cows was sad and yelled after us, which was the cutest thing.
Because I was actually patting that cow, and I asked if it wanted me to kidnap it.
I told him he wasn't allowed to.
And when we left,
go in my car.
Yes. And it, like, screamed after us, and
yeah.
I felt really bad.
And the moo!
Actually, it was more like,
yeah, it went on a full, like, rampage, so.
Yeah, I'm just cutting short because we're on time limit and need to move on to the next stuff.
Music!
Okay, well, first off, Anvil has this week's band, Edges of Seven.
Ooh, I didn't hear about that.
And they're an industrial metal band from Vancouver, and for me personally, they kind of sounded like Stone Temple Pilots gone metal.
Kind of, yes, which is actually really good.
And the lead singer did sound like Scott Whelan.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I really like. That's what drew me to the band and made me want to put it out here to the group. Was because I'm a Stone Temple Pilots fan. I know we've all mentioned that we like them.
I like them, definitely, but
I haven't heard them yet.
I wish I could have. What?
Yeah.
Are you fucking
Stone
serious?
Temple Pilots, dude.
Yeah, I haven't heard them yet.
No. Oh. You never heard of Stone Temple Pilots?
Nope.
Really?
Okay, how about Velvet Revolver?
You're going to smack me when I say no.
All right, well, fuck it then.
Everyone, just give me music.
Hold on, I'm just going to have to go beat up Shades.
You already did that once today.
Yeah, that was
that
enough.
Was funny.
Yeah. I love the look on the girls' faces when you smack me that hard.
But anyways, the main thing that I have to say is that Stone Temple Pilots is a great band, but the only thing is the lead singer always has his drug issues. But more or less... Great.
He's snorted that Mount Everest of coke.
Yeah, usually great music out of them. So this is actually more and less intriguing to me because the fact is I didn't get to listen to it. I had a really shitty fucking week this week. But more or less, I have to say that I'm definitely going to have to check this out after the fact, and I will put in like an actual like probably review online.
Right. Ditto. My main issue with Edges of Seven is they kind of have a bit of an identity crisis. One moment they're straight out rock, and then the next they go down like a visual K route. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just that it shouldn't be to the point where there's no flow in between the tracks.
I think, you know, what they should have done is when they put their music up onto their MySpace, they should have separated them. Because then, you know, one song was, you know, rock, and then it went down, and then it went back up, and then went back down. So at least if you could expect it, then it would have flowed a little bit better. But that's my only issue with this group. I thought they sounded great. And I think it worked out very well for them.
And out of a rating for out of five, I would have to give this band maybe like a 4.3. Because even though they sounded really good, it's just that I'm still... I'm looking to hear a bit of a better flow between the tracks.
Me personally, it's a 4.5, just because of, you know, exactly like I just said and you said, they didn't group it together right, and it was just jumping back and forth.
Along with that, I'm just saying, like, how long have these guys been together? Did you notice anything on their MySpace that said, "Hey, we've been on MySpace for since this long," or have the group together?
I think since 2007.
Okay, yeah, well, so that gives you a little bit more time because sometimes it takes a little bit of time for these bands to mature. And where are these guys officially from, though?
Vancouver. British Columbia.
That's fucking cool because we gotta reach our arms across the little waters and
we gotta reach our arms across the pond.
Yes.
Now officially, we've left, you know, America and gone north. We're already in Europe.
Hell yeah.
And Asia.
Yeah.
And our friend in Australia.
Yes. True that.
Next band.
Next band was a band that our good friend Pink Taco introduced us to.
I love the Pink Taco.
The band called Sick of Sarah, and they're an all-girl alternative rock band from Minnesota, and they're currently signed to labels in America and Japan.
Yes. I was actually listening to them because you sent in, and I was intrigued.
They kind of remind me a bit of a mixture of Alanis Morissette and The Breeders.
Yeah, kind of. But, I think they flowed pretty well, though.
Yeah. What were you saying?
I was looking, seeing if there was actually like a kind of kitty kind of thing, or no, it's not. It's not kind of like that. It's not screaming or
no,
no.
Oh, okay. I'll just go sit in the corner.
You can actually understand her sexy voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. She was sexy. And actually, I added them to our MySpace.
Oh, excellent. Nice. Terrific. My favorite tracks that they had were Hardest Part, Not Listening, and Bittersweet. Those were my favorites that they
actually had. I do agree with you on those three. Those are the three that I really enjoyed the most.
I hope that they get signed to a major label, just so long as said label doesn't make them change their style, because they're pretty good.
I think the lead singer should come over and try to get signed with the Bastard label.
Yeah.
You just want to solidify your whore status.
No.
Yes.
Maybe we could just hang out with a hot singer chick.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet too.
But also...
But you're going to try to...
Hello? Pink Taco is a very hot singing chick.
But I've met her once. I haven't really hung out with her.
Exactly.
Okay.
See? Ouch.
But, I mean, that could be another possibility later on down the road for us to actually make a record label, because there's so many bands out there that don't have they're not capable of getting a record label or even putting out a disc. Or even a demo. So.
I mean,
for the record?
Actually, I should go talk to a couple people before I say anything.
Alright, we'll just keep that on the side then.
Yeah. Okay, out of five, I would give this band a 4.8 because I find it really hard to find a good all-girl rock band from America. And they had it. They had what I've been looking for.
I think all-girl rock bands are usually the hottest.
Oh, God.
All-girl rock and all-girl metal. Hell yeah.
But the thing is, they come sporadically. They're not that. They're very rare.
Yes.
It depends on if you know where to look.
That's a good point.
I've been exposed to quite a few in the Celtic punk underground up in Maine.
Really?
My cousin took me up few years ago to see his friend's band perform, mm-hmm. and a couple of the groups were all or almost all female.
Whoa. Nice.
The other one I usually suggest isn't an all-female band, but the lead singer is a female. It's OTEP, and great, you know, band.
I still have your CD, because you forgot last week. I know.
Don't worry, we won't forget it this week. But more or less, that's just there's just so many girl bands out there that are not, you know, acknowledged or...
Aren't well-known.
Aren't well-known, you know, I'm just wondering whatever happened to the Donnas.
Yeah.
That one was like the sexy.
We had one of their albums at the radio station.
And it dropped off. Like, I couldn't believe it. I even bought one of their damn toothbrushes. And it was pink. No.
Whoa.
I know.
Blue.
I know.
He just wanted to stick something pink in his mouth. It's been so long.
Wait. What do you mean by that one? Are we talking pink taco kind of sense? Or you sick fucker?
Take it however you will.
Exactly.
I'll take the vajayjay.
If you can get some.
Okay, then.
Now, Blonick has his own choice.
Well, what it is this wasn't really my own choice. It was more or less was suggested to us. When we were doing our radio show, we had people come in. Like, we had about four people that came in that day that were looking to become, like, you know, DJs and everything like that. And the main thing I have to say is this band, which is called LMFAO. FAO, which is Laugh My Fucking Ass Off, or... as the other kid put it, laugh my fat ass off or something like that.
Yeah.
Laugh my insert F word ass off.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Basically. But what he told me was that the first song was...
I'm in Miami, bitch.
Yeah, I'm in Miami, bitch, but the video was I'm in Miami, trick.
Yeah.
I guess that's mainly for the kiddies or something like that. Yeah. But because, you know, they were playing on MTV.
And it's actually a cartoon. And, commercial, because I had heard it like that week before. So when I heard the song again, I'm like,
it's kind of funny because when you watch the video for I'm in Miami trick, it's fucking hilarious because they seem like they look like twins. I can only, like, because I didn't really get to look them up. Yet again, I had a shitty week, but more or less, these guys were fucking hilarious. Watching the video was just hilarious.
They're kind of like the Lonely Island without the "it's all a joke" in your face.
Yeah, exactly. But they were like, it seemed like when they were singing the song, it was more like, you know, kind of just slow and, you know, drab kind of music.
Yeah.
But what, like, when they were doing it in the music, they were like really acting like really like all energetic and everything like that. But when they were singing the song, it was kind of just like slow.
And I took a listen to a couple of the other tracks he did, La 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 and Leaving You for the Groove, and the best way for me to describe LMFAO is a cross between Ludacris and Missy Elliott. Especially with the music.
Yes.
No bus driver in there, right?
No bus driver, sadly.
Just remember, it's all about the polka dot bikini girl.
Some of the girls that were in that video were fucking gorgeous. God. And I love the part where they're on the bus and they all pause because the police officers come in there and then they start singing the song.
Yeah.
I started laughing my ass off on that one because it was that funny.
Yeah, because I actually spent most of my morning yesterday listening to these bands and pissing off my neighbors because...
Because they always do that.
They're annoying assholes, and I made sure to turn it up very, very loud. I hooked my speakers into my laptop. It's had a blaring.
And you turn them down. Turn them down, right? Right,
so they're at the snakes.
So they're hearing it through the ceiling and shit.
Well, actually, I was kind of like a jerk, and I lay flat on my belly while listening and watched myself vibrate across the floor. They got wooden floors, so it's kind of fun.
Oh, God, I love wooden floors.
I know. Burn.
But basically, as a ranking out of this, I definitely have to give him 4.9 easily because it's just that fucking
it's
hilarious.
Good.
It's great.
I'm actually going to look out and see if I can buy their album. How good it is.
I might have to steal it off you afterwards or something like that because it's just that funny.
Well, I'm going to put it like this for everybody listening, you know, because we keep on talking really high about these bands. We'll never give them a 5.0 because there's always room for improvement. They can always make better.
Except, of course, for the band that Blonick and I are going to see next week.
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be like a hard one. That might have to break the mold on that one because it's just that brand spanking new, and it was basically our first article on the on our website.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my outlook is every band can do better until they can't. So to me, a band can never be a 5.0 until they're done.
Yeah.
You know, like,
there's always room for improvement there, and their next album might always flop.
Exactly. Yeah, you can look at me and say Marvin Gaye. While he was still singing, 4.9.
Yeah.
Yeah, but That's a good point, because, for example, I bought the new Muse album, The Resistance. Mm-hmm. Wasn't as good as Black Holes and Revelations.
Shit happens, well, man. Shit happens.
You had bands like City High that everybody's like, oh my god, their music is so phenomenal. You know, 5-5-5, they're the best ever. And after three songs, nobody even knows who they are, where they went. That's it.
That's a good point.
You know, and I mean, we have a lot of, like, you know, one-hit wonders that have happened. But, yeah. I mean, along with that, just this isn't a one-hit wonder. Song. This isn't a one-hit wonder, but more or less, Static X's new album was... I didn't feel that it had that strength to it. Mm. I can't, you know, how I gave the actual, like, you know, I think it was like a 3 or something at the time because it wasn't that great. Yeah. They actually, like, from all their other albums, I would always, like, put them up high. But next to that, it was just kind of absolute crap.
And then comparing, like, the Muse's last album to this one, I felt that Muse went a bit too over the top with The Resistance.
Yeah.
And there were good tracks on there. I love the opening track. I love a few others. But for the most part, it just didn't stick to me.
Yeah, that's just, that, you know, it's hard, I mean, to come up with this music nowadays, because otherwise it's just going to overlap between it. And that's the only thing that I hate about the fucking rap stars, especially the ones that steal music from each other.
It's the only thing you hate about them?
Well, I mean, besides them trying to, like, sell off the whole capitalism kind of thing in the sense of beer, bitches, you know, money, drugs, like all of other, you know, basically. I mean, that's the only issue that goes on with, you know, this kind of setup, because these are forcing these things on these kids, and as much as I fucking hate the kids, these kids have to, you know, like, acknowledge that, and we have to deal with them, like, day in, day out, you know? And
I know these kids that you're talking about, because I had to deal with them at the place I work
at. We've got the Lynn kids, we've got the Salem kids, we've got the Rivera, we've got Boston, we've got everything that just, exactly, it's just a total clusterfuck. So, in that sense, where they need to, like, be able to take care of that shit. So, with music, they need to get something a little bit better instead of, like, you know, let's support fucking, like, 30-inch rims on their fucking car.
You see, they need
cut
to...
the springs, you know, stupid shit like that.
You new rappers out there, you need to take a listen to bands like Flowbots. You need to listen to Bus Driver. You need to listen to LMFAO.
Yeah.
You need to listen to Shingo 2. You need to listen to...
Run DMC, I believe?
Run DMC. There we go.
Yeah, exactly.
I always get them confused with another band, name-wise.
Yeah, but these are those bands that are actually intelligent. They put in, like, some of the
good messages.
Some of the songs that they put out there, like, you need to look up the definition, and that forces you to become smarter because you're like, oh shit, I didn't know what troglodyte meant.
Holy crap, I learned something.
Yeah, exactly.
What a concept.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, basically, but I think more or less the main thing that we have to say is that from what these bands we've had today are actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good friggin' bands.
Pretty good friggin' bands.
And we've been having actually a great time picking up people on MySpace. And
yes.
And also Facebook, but I think you need to start fucking crunching some more numbers on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely well. I have to push that on people saying, if you have a Facebook, definitely look up our group. And,
yeah.
And
I'm doing what I can to spread the news.
And yes. We're all doing best we can.
Best thing for us is if for all of you listeners, you like us, suggest us to someone else who might like us. Even if they're only interested in, you know, 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5, however many segments
no matter, even if it's one, you know, we're trying to figure out ways to actually maximize our whole setup here to make it so people can listen to us, whether it, you know,
if you have
a podcast or our articles.
Or videos, even.
Yeah. If you have suggestions for how you think we could streamline this, let us know. If you have suggestions for what would make you more interested, let us know.
I forgot also to say, the video that we made for Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Finally reached up to 100 views.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Took it long enough. I think it was hilarious.
If that will just get away a little bit.
No dying in the sound room.
Yeah, no shit. But anyways, if that could get around a little bit more, I think we could get out there definitely. Because usually some stuff, you just have to start that little bit of a fire.
And I know I shouldn't say anything, but there's a potential for a second video of even greater hilarity.
Yes, that, and along with that, we're coming up with so many fucking ideas. It's literally pouring out onto the page right now, and this is the best time for us to do it. Put it down on paper, and we could use it. You know, and if we get picked up, like we're hoping we get picked up to do a TV show and everything like that, We will fucking kick ass and make people laugh.
And yeah. Again.
And then we can use that to even make movies. And then it doesn't have to be the silly, stupid comedies. We can even make the dramas and the action and all those other stuff.
Yeah.
And, excuse me. And again, if we do a lot of side projects, there's something you want to see, something you want to hear about, let us know. We are your most humble and obedient servants. You tell us what you want, and we do our best to appease you.
However, there are some things that'll just cost you.
Hey, depends on how cute she is.
I don't want to sell my ass on the street.
Shut up!
No.
Who said you had a choice? Oh. Get back in your cage.
Okay, well,
put the lecture shot collar back on.
Anvil, we're going to end it with some sports, okay?
Ooh. Well, actually, after my sports, I do have an oath for fuck's sake.
Okay. Yeah!
Which is a huge one, and I think everybody here has at least heard of the person and might actually have some sense to put into it.
Have I?
Yes, I guarantee you we've all heard of him because we're Boston people.
Okay.
But in sports, yeah. The Red Sox won last night 6-2. Dice K came out and pitched very well, allowing two earned runs. So you know, he's ready for the playoffs. Lester pitched a beautiful game the other day. Makes me feel very happy, especially after he took the hit off the knee. So, you know, coming into the playoffs, I'm feeling good.
How about we feel about Beckett?
You know what? Beckett is supposed to be pitching this weekend. They did sit him because he had some back spasms, but I feel comfortable with Beckett. Papelbon played the other day. He came in Lester's game, pitched one inning, allowed no hits, two strikeouts. He was untouchable. So, basically, it's the Papelbon that we know for the playoffs. I'm happy.
Well, I mean, my question is going towards this kind of whole thing, but from what I was hearing was this whole bullshit with the Twins trying to play in their own stadium, but yet there's the Viking games or something like that because of Monday Night Football. Now, speaking of which, that's going to go into that whole setup where whoever wins on, because they're going to get pushed to Tuesday, so whoever wins on this setup, they're going to, or the Yankees or some kind of fucked up little thing, mm-hmm. is going to pick when the Red Sox are going to play either Wednesday or Thursday
yes.
of next week.
Yes.
Which I'm not sure what time it was. But anyways, go back to what you're saying.
Well, Minnesota isn't even guaranteed their division yet. So, because they're still fighting out with Detroit, which is a really good competition. I've been keeping my eye on that. So, baseball's looking good. The Bruins opened their season this week.
With a shit start.
They lost 4-1 to Alexander the
Great.
Bullshit.
He's a retarded, tooth-missing Russian dude. Who I think sucks.
We had to console our friend Mustachio about this.
Yeah, we have to. More or less, the one thing I have to say is that I hope he wraps himself around a fucking telephone pole because this motherfucker is one of those speed demon, you know, bastards.
Actually, I think I'd like to see him wrap himself around a goalpost.
Yeah, that's your
speed demon.
No, you don't. You wouldn't like him either.
No. This is one of those people that when he got the mayor to give him the key to the city, he asked to have. No speed limits for that day. So he was doing like friggin' 120 miles per hour in a 20 mile per hour zone where the kids were.
Mm.
He's a dip.
I know me and Blue Plan are watching the Bruins play Carolina again tonight, which it will be a rematch of the championship.
Patiently.
Mm. Okay, moving on. The Celtics started practice this week. Kevin Garnett was out there, and do you know what he said?
Well,
I feel great! So you want hearing Kevin Garnett says he feels great makes me think, we got another ring, we got another ring. Okay.
That and Frosted Flakes.
Yes.
All the little boys think Tony tastes great.
Whoa.
Just saying.
I never ate it. I like Lucky Charms.
Same.
At the end of the month, I believe it's October 27th, will be the first Celtics game of the season. Can't wait. Mm. All right, what sport have... Oh, big game this week. Everybody's been talking about it.
Ravens this, Ravens that.
Well, in my opinion, we're going to win. Now, what it is, we've got a good defense. I am a numbers guy. I sat down like the big Mexican monkey I am. Thank you. And I looked at the Ravens' numbers for each game, how they do against the pass, how they do against the run, everything. And then I looked at the teams that they played. And I broke them down. And I feel, statistically, we can win.
Full awesome. Fucking analysis, motherfucker.
And that is with Tom Brady not playing like Tom Terrific. Mm. So if he comes out playing like Tom Terrific, it's we're winning by 21 if he's playing well. If he's not, I say 10.
This is the one thing that I had an issue with, because all week, in my shit week as is, every time I change it on SportsCenter or something like that, it was like, or actually the NFL Network, they said, here's how the Ravens are going to beat the Patriots, you know? And they said it all really fucking happy and nonchalant, you know? Like, they were just like, they're going to fucking lose. Because the only thing that we're seeing right now, and the only reason they were able to win last time, but when they had that loss, was because they weren't performing in the red zone.
Yeah.
And that's the only fucking issue that I have to say is that we need to get the fucking cojones, or a.k.a. the fucking balls, to get into the fucking touchdown.
Yarbles.
Yarbles.
I'm calling him out right now. Joey fucking Galloway, catch the fucking ball.
Yes.
Tom Brady hit you how many times in the red zone and you go, Butterfingers, oh my God.
I lost count on my hands.
Exactly. I lost count on my hands, my toes, and my extra counting digit.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's right.
Quit staring at that.
Hey, it's big. Sorry. It's fascinating. What else do we have in sports? Connecticut's Joey Logano. People probably have no clue who he is unless they're a NASCAR fan.
Nope.
But he had a crash this week. 12 years old, and it wasn't a normal crash. He got hit, and his car took off and flipped about 8 times.
Yeah, 8 times it was. That was pretty fucking amazing video.
And him climbing out of it, I couldn't believe it. I thought he was dead. But he climbed out. He's going to be fine, though.
I have to say that that goes to show you that we've done a great job on doing safety in these high fucking octane sports and everything like that.
Because I actually was watching the Dale
Earnhardt. 10 years ago, probably would have died.
Well, I was actually literally watching the Dale Earnhardt crash.
So was I.
Barely anything of a crash, but yet he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no head protection. There was no neck protection. It was just a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Seatbelts were subpar compared to what we have today.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've got fucking 4 to 6 to 8 point harnesses. We've got fucking everything to strap your ass down to the machine
and
just
go
at it.
And a head holder.
Neck brace, which has these really tough wires that are connected to the back part of the helmet. So if they get into a crash where their head's going to go forward or back, it will stop that doing that motion and will stop them from jerking their brain out of their skull.
Yeah, what it does is it pushes your shoulders instead of your head.
Yep.
So it's kind of cool.
Whiplash and severing of the neck and spine. Yeah, we're almost out.
All right. So off of that, my sports related.
For fuck's sake!
There was a book written by this dude. I'm not even going to mention his name because you probably all heard it by now. He worked for a company that in Arizona that freezes human bodies.
Awesome.
You know, in case you bring back?
Motherfucker! I'm sorry.
That's the same place that got Ted Williams' body. And of course, you know, his body's frozen in one spot, his head's frozen in another.
Yeah.
He wrote how they took and put their heads on cat food cans to sit them upright. When the head had to be moved, apparently the cat food can got stuck. Right? You know, because they had to throw it out to move it to a different section. The guy moving it took a monkey wrench, swung once to hit the can, missed, and cracked the skull open. Second one, he knocked the cat food can on. So now the head is actually crushed. He wrote a tell-all book about the time he was there. And I think it's bullshit because Does everybody in this group know who Ted Williams was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, this man was a legend. And not only on the baseball field, but what he did for children, humanity. And he was a World War II pilot.
Yep. Mm.
He gave up millions of dollars to play, you know, to go over and fight for our country.
Yep.
More or less what I have to say is that we named a fucking tunnel after him. That's how much shit that he did and everything like that. But the other thing that I have to say is that I don't think these cryogenic fucking things are working. You fucking cut the head off. How the hell are you going to reattach that bitch? But I know, it's going to be technology, some kind of fucking thing. They might fix it. But they fucked up, and they might have actually just, seeing if there's the capability of bringing the motherfucker back, basically killed him.
Well, the crushed skull didn't help either.
Yeah.
From a monkey wrench.
Otherwise, they can always Jason X-10 them if they have nanotechnology at the time.
But, I mean, to the whole thing with, you know, what he's done, I mean, we retired his number, and there's a statue outside Fenway Park of him putting a baseball cap on a little boy's head. That's the most beautiful statue I've ever seen in my life of an athlete. It's not, I'm the athlete, it's me, 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 me. It's we're different children.
Yeah.
It's Boston.
Mm.
I mean, this is a tell-all book. It's been everywhere. You can actually go on to ESPN.com and take a look and you'll read about it. Or, if you're a Boston fan, you want to know everything about your Boston team, go to ESPNBoston.com. Yes, Boston gets their own section.
Yep.
Or talk to us. We'll do research for you.
Yes. Send us an email. We can find out almost anything for you.
Fuck Google. We'll be your next search engine.
No. I have no problem.
Hell yeah.
When it comes to sports, I have no problem with looking for it or anything else. You know, we get...
I'm always up for learning new information. I just need someone to kick me in the ass to do it.
Yeah, I'll slap you with a leather glove, though.
Okay, you don't do it right. It didn't hurt. My face just went numb, you idiot.
And your jaw shifted and you tasted your own blood.
Well, yeah, you kind of got me with the knuckles.
Well, it was a small glove. I tried.
Yeah, I know.
What else do we have in sports?
I think that's about it, really.
Basically.
Nothing's really happened this week.
More or less just crap. More or less it's just that the fucking Red Sox were fucking up at the starting of the week. I'm sorry, they were fucking up and then... Yeah, they had a nice 4-5 fucking loss lead right here.
Yeah, but what it was they were resting a lot of their starters. There was one game. I do have to make fun of this. Toronto walks out after the game. They beat us 12-0. They had their star pitcher, Roy Halladay, pitching. And he's like, yeah, this was a great win. I'm really happy with what I did. But, yep, I looked at the lineup for that game. I didn't know who any of the guys were. Because half of them spent their year in either AAA or AA. Not one of them was a starter.
A lot of them were from Pawtucket. Yeah. You know, they were Pawtucket.
And I'm sorry, if I'm one of these kids that was one of them, because he allowed 3 hits, no runs. If I got one of those 3 hits, I'm walking around like, you know, I'm the biggest shit in the entire world, but I hit Roy Halladay.
I'm a nobody and I hit his ball.
It's like, yeah, what up, bitch? I hit you. So, you know what? Toronto tried to feel cocky. Their best pitcher tried to feel cocky because he beat a bunch of nobodies.
Yeah.
Weak. Well,
granted, our nobodies are still better than the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yes.
Oh, and can I yell one thing really quick?
Go for it.
Detroit finally won a game! Woo!
Detroit Lions, of course.
Yes, and yes. I actually was telling everybody for an entire week they were going to win.
Yeah.
How about this week?
Not no, so they're much. Losing.
Okay.
They're playing the Chicago Bears.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Bears.
I did look at their schedule. I feel confident that they could win 4.
Okay. Interesting.
All right. We've got to cut this shit off.
Okay. So.
I want to. It's mine. You can't have my penis.
No one wants that.
The Marjorie said we're cutting it off.
Shut up.
I'm at the fucking podcast.
Well, you pointed towards my crotch.
Okay. You know what? Shut up now before we castrate you and make you eat it.
Ooh. I don't think I even want to see that.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking be in the niece.
Can I leave while you do that?
Oh.
Okay, so anyway.
Definition, no. Anyways,
remember, check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com. Look us up on iTunes. Hook us up on the email at the bastards at bostonbastardbrigade.com for feedback and requests. And also email us via our pen names. Don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi or electricsisterhood.com. Also on iTunes.
Check out our MySpace and our Facebook. And to one more thing with the whole email. You can email me at anvil@bostonbastardbrigade.com, blowonic@bostonbastardbrigade.com, kingbabyduck@bostonbastardbrigade.com, or blackflame@bostonbastardbrigade.com. Ladies, send me a picture and your phone number.
Horror of the week, motherfucker.
I will. I'll call you.
So until next week, boys and girls, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Shades Black Flame.
This is Blood.
This is Anvil.
Where the fuck's my Twinkie?
Say sayonara, bitches, and thanks for listening to this week's Boston Master Brigade.
Suck it!
We are the Bastards. Show me your boobs!
The giant.